Today's the day at the White House. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden set to announce Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his Supreme Court nominee.
She's a history maker. The first black woman ever to be nominated to the Supreme Court.
The White House posting a video ahead of the formal announcement at this hour.
An immensely qualified judge who's going to help make our court stronger and more reflective of our country.
The president also noting that Jackson was a clerk for the retiring justice she's nominated to replace, Stephen Breyer. She won some bipartisan support in the Senate last year when confirmed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Earlier, the president speaking again with Ukraine's leader, who tweeted gratitude for strong support and says the discussion included strengthening sanctions and concrete defense assistance. NATO is deploying some of its response force, but they'll be in nearby NATO member countries, not in Ukraine, where explosions continue in the capital.
U.S. officials say Ukrainian forces are giving the Russians more resistance than expected since the start of the invasion. The Russians are adding reinforcements from Chechnya and from the sea to finish their march to the capital.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Not all residents in Kyiv, the capital, believe reports that it could fall this weekend.
Dennis, who asked that we not broadcast his last name, says he and his family run to a shelter when they hear sirens, and more recently have heard ground fighting as opposed to explosions at nearby military assets and airfields. He says the Ukrainian military has grown stronger in recent years and that Ukrainians are motivated.
The Russian troops really, I don't think they have any motivation to fight here, and I don't think they gain anything from it. So I think this is a big advantage for Ukraine.
He says he's told their four-year-old son there is more danger now, but they try to project positivity and confidence for him.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The CDC is set to offer updated guidance on masking, expected to ease the recommendations for indoor use, which many states have already done. A California warehouse manager is accused of stealing more than $1 million worth of COVID-19 tests.
Carlitos Peralta is wanted by Santa Ana, California police. He works for a company that has seven warehouses used to store and ship COVID tests. Police say he diverted nearly 100 shipments from those warehouses to his home, using a co-worker's name as one of the senders. That employee got a notification, which led to an investigation. The Southern California News Group reports Peralta was not home when officers showed up to arrest him 2 weeks ago, and he appears to be on the run. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pope Francis may have made history today, traveling outside the Vatican walls to make a personal appeal for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. Usually, popes receive ambassadors and heads of state in the Vatican. Instead, he went to the nearby Russian embassy to express his concern. The actress who first played an enduring character is being remembered.
Sally Kellerman, the Oscar-nominated actress who played Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan in the 1970 film MASH, has passed away at the age of 84. Kellerman passing Thursday morning after losing her battle with dementia, according to her son. The actor's career spanned more than 60 years, earning a Best Supporting Actress nomination in 1971 for her role in MASH, and would later earn a Daytime Emmy nomination in 2015 for her role on the soap opera The Young and the Restless.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Kellerman also appeared in the original Star Trek TV series. Actor William Shatner among the many, posting condolences and tributes online. Big rally on Wall Street. The Dow's now up more than 800 points, getting back over 34K. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.